June 4, 2025. Today's reading from Encounter with God. Abba, Father. Opening prayer. Father, as I read your word today, use it to guide my steps wherever you lead me. Help me to walk with joy, knowing who I am in Christ, and that in him is freedom and victory. Read Galatians chapter 4, verses 8 through 20. Paul's concern for the Galatians. Formerly, when you did not know God, you were slaves to those who by nature are not gods. But now that you know God, or rather are known by God, how is it that you are turning back to those weak and miserable forces? Do you wish to be enslaved by them all over again? You are observing special days and months and seasons and years. I fear for you that somehow I have wasted my efforts on you. I plead with you, brothers and sisters, become like me, for I became like you. You did me no wrong. As you know, it was because of an illness that I first preached the gospel to you, and even though my illness was a trial to you, you did not treat me with contempt or scorn. Instead, you welcomed me as if I were an angel of God, as if I were Christ Jesus himself. Where then is your blessing of me now? I can testify that, if you could have done so, you would have torn out your eyes and given them to me. Have I now become your enemy by telling you the truth? Those people are zealous to win you over, but for no good. What they want is to alienate you from us, so that you may have zeal for them. It is fine to be zealous, provided the purpose is good, and to be so always, not just when I am with you. My dear children, for whom I am again in the pains of childbirth until Christ is formed in you, how I wish I could be with you now and change my tone, because I am perplexed about you. Reflect. What things do you look forward to that, in actuality, are really done deals? A few years ago, on the Pacific coast of North America, animal rights activists managed to set a whale free from an aquarium beside the ocean. What happened next was remarkable. The whale swam some distance, spent a short time at sea, and then returned voluntarily to the aquarium. It had decided that it was better off being looked after in captivity than fending for itself in the dangerous and difficult world outside. Paul here laments that the Galatian Christians had turned back to weak and miserable principles, preferring slavery over freedom. The issue highlighted now is the observance of special festivals. What is the problem here? After all, don't we all celebrate and enjoy special days? The Galatians were observing Jewish festivals, the point being that in doing so, they looked forward to the great act of redemption that God would one day accomplish. The whole point of the gospel that they had accepted was that he already had accomplished it. Since the start of the letter, Paul has articulated a step-by-step theological argument. At verse 12, he is like a lecturer in full teaching mode. He pauses, takes off his glasses, and has a heart-to-heart moment with the students. Initially, Paul reminisces on the level of care they'd shown to him in the past. Then comes the piercing question, where, then, is your blessing of me now? How Paul longs for them to savor once more the freedom they'd discovered, rather than the retreat back to a form of captivity. It would do us all well to pause for a moment and assess the joy we've known in our faith journey and how it compares with what we feel now. Apply. I wonder if the blessing question made you sit up and take notice, as it did me. Closing prayer. Lord God, give me courage to always choose proclaiming your truth, even when there are those who may be offended by it.